Stars wink in the night sky above fluffy clouds. Far below, a winding river runs through towns and villages. A train puffs along tracks as the rippling flag of a castle comes into view. Fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky. Lights illuminate the castle, which shines golden in the dark. A glittering light arcs over the castle turrets. Lasers zap the castle, creating an ice turret, onion domes, and pagodas. Disney. Numbers appear against a blue sky. 1982. Two animated birds fly over a school and land on the steps. Animated characters and real people flow up to the entrance.
Simon, no headphones. You'll get these back after school.
Betty, you're not Donald Duck. Put some pants on, please.
Okay, what's the first thing that pops into your head when I say Chip and Dale? I'm willing to bet it's Thomas Chippendale, the London-based cabinet maker from the 1700s. Sick cabinet, Thomas! But I bet the second thing that pops into your head are these guys!
Shirtless men.
But certainly third would be those rascally cartoon chipmunks, Chip and Dale. Or should I say, Chip and me. And it all started the day we met, when I had to join a new school in the middle of third grade.
Hello, potential new friends!
In the classroom.
We have a new student today. Everyone, say hello to Dale.
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet ya.
Humans and cartoons stare at him. A tiny chipmunk peers from a desk.
I know.
He grabs a pencil.
My eye! It's in my eye!
A unicorn gets sick and a rainbow comes out. The cow teacher falls out of a window.
It's a joke, see? I'm fine.
You're weird.
In the cafeteria, the teacher holds an ice pack to her head.
By lunchtime, no one wanted anything to do with me.
Students glare from tall tables.
So I had to sit alone.
He sits at a tiny low table. Feet pass by him.
Hey, mind if I sit?
The chipmunk sits beside him.
That pencil thing you did was hilarious. It was excellent comic timing.
Really? I kind of wish I hadn't done it.
No way, man. The biggest risk is not taking any risk at all.
You just didn't set up the joke right. I can help if you want.
The name's Chip.
I'm Dale.
So, do you watch Crispy Cow?
Hey, that's my milk!
Chip was so funny and thoughtful about everything, and I never thought about anything. We were perfect together.
Disney presents Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. A lightning bolt surrounds the end.
And even though we were in the same grade, Chip was like the older brother I never had. He introduced me to cheesy crust pizza and funny old movies.
They bump heads and fall.
By high school, we were headlining the talent show.
They juggle.
The amazing Dale will juggle everything. Hey!
Chip throws. The items bonk Dale's head. A fish lands last.
We knew we had something special. So after graduation, we packed our bags and headed to California.
Pigeon scatters. Dale hurls suitcases at a bus. The bags miss. The bus travels over a bridge. Dale snoozes. The white letters of the Hollywood sign stand on a hillside.
Hello, potential new friends!
Goodbye, eclectic group of bus passengers.
Oh, what if I did something like...
I am into nuts!
Good, I love it.
Those first few months, we were flat broke, but they were some of the best times of my life.
Cartoons pass out in a deodorant commercial.
Fresh on deodorant.
Whoa! We look great!
In the background of a sitcom.
And after landing a few small parts, we finally got the call that would change everything.
Chip, Dale, how would you like your own show?
Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers. We had finally done it! Our own TV show. It was about a group of little detectives who would solve big crimes. There was the adventurer, Monterey Jack. The inventor, Gadget Hack Wrench. And Zipper, a fly! His things were he was small and he couldn't speak. A double threat. And then there was Chip and I. We were a classic odd couple, with Chip as the logical straight man and me as the fun-loving goof.
What are you gonna do with it?
You're my pal.
Chip bonks Dale on the head. Birds circle.
Birds!
The fat cat swipes. Chip runs up money bags and pulls a lever. A net falls on the cat.
I guess the cat's in the bag.
And cut. That's a wrap, folks.
Nice work, everyone.
1990 at a wrap party.
And so, I just want to thank all of you for the greatest 3 years of my life. When I think back to where this all started, me finding Dale sitting all alone in the cafeteria, so sad.
Well, I wasn't that sad.
But never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd be here now. So to you, Dale, my best friend. And to all of you.
And to everyone who loves a short toast.
Okay. To many more seasons of the Rescue Rangers, cheers!
Cameras flash on the red carpet.
Everybody tight!
The cast appears on the cover of a magazine.
We were living the dream, high on the hog, all night long dancing the Roger Rabbit with Roger Rabbit.
Boy, what a party.
Zipper whispers to Gadget.
Zipper.
Chip and Dale sit with an octopus.
Oh, yeah, me too. Nuts.
So good.
Those were some crazy fun times.
I'm in for
nuts. Super fun. So fun.
Dale's smile falls outside in a tiny star trailer.
We found love. What are we gonna do with it? Hey, where'd you run off to, buddy? I saved you a piece of cake. What's that?
Okay, I wasn't gonna show you this right now, but it just got delivered, so... Ta-da!
A poster.
Double O Dale? That's hilarious. What is that?
It's wild, right? It's my new show. I'm gonna be a super spy.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm really going for it. And just like you always say, the biggest risk is not picking any risk at all.
Wait, you really have a new show?
Yep.
Well, why didn't you talk to me about it first? We tell each other everything. You've told me what you had for lunch the last 42 days.
Pineapple pizza and a diet slice.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just wanted to make sure the show was going to happen first before I got your hopes up.
My hopes up? What?
Yeah, it's good news for everyone. Check this out.
He dances in sparkly blue pants.
If you do this, they might cancel the show.
No, they won't do that. I mean, everyone knows you're the favorite, and I'm just the guy who gets hit in the head with a pipe each week. It's fine.
Okay, so you're gonna risk all of Rescue Rangers because I'm a little more popular than you. Do you know how dumb that is?
Well, I am the dumb one.
I didn't mean it like that.
I know, you never mean it. Look, you're always acting like you saved me or something, but when we were kids, we were in it together.
What are you talking about? We're still in it together.
I'm sorry, Chip, I'm just done being second banana.
But you're not second banana. I'm a banana, and you're just another banana. Two bananas.
A large phone blinks.
Please don't get that.
But it could be my agent, Dave Bolinari.
After everything I've done for you, do not pick up that phone.
I'm sorry.
Dale, stop. We're not done talking.
I have to.
Do not. Do not do it.
I'm so sorry. Go for Dale. Dave Bolinari. Rescue Rangers was canceled that summer and Double O Dale was scrapped after the pilot.
Chip storms out.
Dale. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. It wasn't anyone's fault in particular, just one of those showbiz things.
Present day.
But now we're ready to bring it back. Rescue Rangers 2.0, starring me, now in new and improved 3D.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. You hear that?
At FanCon LA.
Star of the day.
Cue to go. This has been chapter one of Dale's Tales. If you liked it, please don't forget to subscribe below.
You know him from the Disney afternoon. Please welcome to the stage.
Gotta go. Bye.
Baloo.
Well, who here likes a little jazz music? Look for the bare necessities. The simple bare necessities.
pardon him, Dale, but your followers, they believe the crowd is for you?
Of course they do, Lumiere. And pretty soon, that crowd is going to be for me.
Yeah, Dale, I'm going to be up on that stage, too, right beside you.
Yes, Ugly Sonic, that's the spirit.
And they'll like me for who I am. Not like last time when the internet got one look at my human teeth and burned the place down. Okay, let's see here. Best wishes, Ugly Sonic. There you go, kid. Oh, they're laughing at me. I know that. You can't hurt my feelings if I'm in on the joke.
Are you, though?
Yes. Anyway, now my luck has shifted. I've been offered a new reality show where I do ride-alongs with the FBI. It's called Ugly Sonic, Uglier Crimes.
Really? A TV show? You?
Yeah. Is that so difficult to believe?
Oh.
He stares at Ugly Sonic's human teeth.
I guess not.
Yeah, you know what? That's great. When one of us succeeds, we all succeed. Baloo was part of the Disney Afternoon, just like me. Then he got the Jungle Book reboot, and boom, he's back on top. It happens that fast.
Bravo, Dale. Your positivity is infectious. Ah, merci.
Lumiere burns money.
I really needed that cash.
You just gotta stay prepared. I'm keeping myself fit, and you know, my updated modern look.
Yes, Dale. Your CG surgery was done very tastefully. You look amazing.
Well, thank you, Tigra. We should hang out sometime.
Nah.
Meanly fast.
No offense, but don't you think you'd have more fans here if Chip did these events with you?
Oh, Chip? Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about him in a while. I should give him a call. See how life's treating him.
Life is the worst. Which is why you need good insurance. Look, I'm not gonna put on the hard sell, but in my experience, bad things happen all the time. They happen without warning, sometimes from the last place you'd expect it, and you're left to pick up the pieces. So you have to protect yourself. If you're prepared for the worst isn't so bad. So why risk it? It's my job to pull the wool off your eyes.
A sheep stands before Chip's cubicle.
Figuratively.
You know, I'll take the whole package.
Fantastic. You're making the right choice.
Coercive insurance. Chip grabs his jacket and a tiny Employee of the Month plaque.
Hey, hey, congrats. Employee of the Month again.
Thanks, Bruno.
Want to get a drink to celebrate?
Yeah, you never hang out.
Sorry, everyone. Can't tonight. Millie's waiting for me, but thanks for the invite.
Are you sure you don't want to see my new pad?
Oh, pad. Frog-based humor. No thanks.
That's just a taste of what you get from me outside the work environment.
Chip munches snacks as he walks along an LA sidewalk.
Good evening, Chip.
Hello, Mrs. House. Thank you.
He steps to a keypad and wipes his paw. A white gate swings open. He walks to a tiny house with a large yard. Inside, Chip takes out earbuds.
Millie, I'm home.
He sets down the plaque with many others, then clicks on the TV.
Flounder's disappearance marks the sixth notable cartoon.
He grabs a frozen food veggie medley from the freezer.
Oh, get over here. Oh, there's my widow girl. You've been cooped up.
He snuggles a dog much larger than him.
You must be hungry.
He lowers a chute. Dog food spills into a bowl.
There you go. All right, slow down.
He sprays a hose into the water bowl.
Of course they're rapping. They always have to make the cartoons rap.
A red light blinks on a phone.
Ooh, a message on my landline. I don't like that.
G'day, Chipper. It's me, Monterey Jack.
Monty?
Hey, I know we haven't spoken in a long time, but I'm in a heck of a lot of trouble, and I could use some help from a friend. I'd really appreciate it if you could come and see me at my place. All right, gotta go. Hope to see you soon.
Oh, wow.
He pulls a Rescue Ranger medallion from a drawer.
It's been so long.
Nighttime. Spotlights sweep over tall skyscrapers. Chip exits an elevator and ambles along a circular balcony. He looks at his phone, then at the leafy greens which encircle the balcony railings. A hand snatches him inside.
Ah! Quick! Get him while the coast is clear.
Oh, Monty, it's you.
I'm sorry about that, mate, but they're watching. They're always watching.
Who are?
Monty hugs him.
Oh, it's been too long, Chip.
It really has, old buddy. I'm sorry, Monty, but what is that god-awful smell?
What? You don't remember? Rescue Rangers cologne. I wear it every day.
Oh, no, I remember. It smells like almond butter and gasoline.
And it's very difficult to wash out.
Right. So, Monty, what's going on? I got your voicemail. You said you were in trouble?
I screwed up, Chip. My love of cheese got the best of me, and I bought more than I could pay for.
Oh, no. Cheese? Monty.
I know, but I haven't had so much as a whiff in weeks. I'm dairy-free.
Stench wafts.
Really? Then what's that?
Oh, crap. It's a really stinky gorgonzola. You weren't supposed to see that.
Hang on, Monty.
Monty floats toward the stench. Chip grabs the cheese and hurls it out a window. Monty falls.
I'm sorry, Chipper. I just love it so much.
It's okay, Monty. We'll get you some help.
Oh, it's not just that, Chip. Now I owe a ton of money to the Valley Gang.
The Valley Gang? Monty, those guys are bad news.
I know. And if I can't pay up, they're gonna bootleg me.
Bootleg you? What does that mean?
Oh, Chip, it's gotten rough out there for us old-timers. Did you hear what happened to that little guy, Flounder, when he fell behind on krill payments?
At Flounder's. Silhouettes appear above.
Time to pay up, fish.
A fork.
How about this? Isn't it neat? Come on, fellas. This is a genuine dinglehopper. It's worth a lot.
So they kidnap the bloke, erase his mouth so he can't scream, then change him around to try and sneak by the copyright laws, and then smuggle him overseas to a black market studio, where he will spend the rest of his life being forced to make terrible bootleg movies.
New Flounder poses on the cover of The Small awful. Fish Lady.
We can't let that happen to you. We'll figure something out.
You mean it?
Of course. You were always such a good friend to me. You never let me down. I've really missed you, you big galoot.
Oh, I missed you too, Chipper. I know Gadget and Zipper missed you also.
Yeah? How are they doing?
Oh, they're great. 42 kids and counting.
A photo.
Wow. Look at that. That one's got Gadget's eyes and Zipper's wings, and that one's got her ears and hands. Cute. We had some good times, didn't we, pal?
Aye. The best. Ah! They're here! Hide!
He pulls them behind a couch.
Hello?
They peek from the couch.
Is that?
That's 59 steps to get up to your apartment. You do a couple of those a day and
quick,
you're...
get in!
Okay.
Dale.
Chip. Hey.
Yep, it's me.
Cool.
Yeah, I called Dale for help also. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be okay? I mean, it is okie dokie artichokey.
Artichokey? For real?
Yes, artichokey.
So you're not still mad about all the stuff with, you know, Double O Dale and Rescue Rangers getting canceled?
Mad? Nah. I'd be pretty pathetic to care about something from that long ago.
Oh, okay. I mean, you can care a little if you want to. I mean, I care, but... So, what's been up with you?
Oh, you know, this, that. Other vague things to fill the space of this conversation.
Okay, well, you look the same.
Yeah, thanks. And you look different.
Hey, it's no secret I had the CGI surgery done, and it's done wonders rejuvenating my career. I'm actually starring in a play tonight.
He poses and glances at Chip.
But man, I tell you, the real hot ticket is Rescue Rangers. There's even some buzz about a reboot. Someone started a Facebook fan page for it and everything.
Crikey, a Facebook fan page? But don't just give those away.
Oh, he's full of it, Monty. No one's talking about a Rescue Rangers reboot except for him.
What? The fans are hungry for it.
Look, I came here to help Monty, not get caught up in some Hollywood nonsense. So, great to take this skip down memory lane, but I've gotta go. Monty, if you're really in trouble, you know how to find me. Dale, you were also here.
He leaves on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Come over and try and help Monty ambush me. Talking about a reboot? Think they can squeeze a dollar out of essentially nothing. He's the one that quit the show in the first place. I've been fine without him. Garbage. Total garbage. That's why it's better to not even have friends.
A billboard. Batman versus E.T.
Okay.
Yeah, that one looks pretty good.
In a dressing room.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Totally. Hey, guys, you want to hang after the show tonight? I know a great place for cheesy crust pizza.
Oh, I'm sorry, man, but we got other plans, you know?
Yeah. I think the ironic guest performer wants to be friends.
Go for Dale.
E.T. Forgive. Bat.
Fine.
Yeah, right. Like that would happen.
Chip grabs his phone, unknown number calling.
Hello?
Hey, it's Dale. Don't hang up.
Look, I just got a call from the police and Monty's been kidnapped.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's crazy.
The cops want a statement from us since we were the last people he talked to. I'm gonna head back to his apartment.
I'll meet you there, okay?
Cartoon cop cars sit before the tall International Tower. Inside, Chip walks to Dale.
Chip, you're here.
Of course. Come on.
They duck beneath crime tape. A donut cop shines a light on a spud cop. Two mushrooms confer.
Poor Monty.
A blue clay police captain wipes for prints, then slices the prints off his palm.
Toad, take this to the lab. Either friends of the victim? You got anything for me? Any known enemies or threats?
Yeah, actually, Monty told me he was in debt to the Valley Gang.
He was afraid of being bootlegged since he was somewhat of a star in the early 90s.
The captain stares.
He was on the Rescue Rangers. We were on the show together. Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers. When you need help, just call.
Never heard of it.
What?
This is my fault. I shouldn't have left.
Well, it eats me up inside to have to tell you this, but if he's been taken by the Valley Gang, I doubt we can help you. We've been trying for years to track those sleaze bags. A fella named Sweet Pete runs the whole operation, and he's always one step ahead of us.
What? So that's it? I thought the cops were supposed to serve and protect, not give up and move on.
Hey, I'd give anything to make a case against those scum. Sweet Pete's got his fingers in every illegal business from bootlegging to stinky cheese. Getting rich while we look like we just fell off the turnip truck.
All done, sir.
Oh, you scared the beans out of me, Steckler.
Sorry, sir. I searched the perimeter. No clues.
Yeah, of course not. Why would there be? Six missing tunes in a month and not one clue.
Well, maybe we should check in with the neighbors, see if anyone saw anything.
Oh, yeah. You think? Why don't you just leave the real detective work to me, okay?
Right. Sorry, sir.
Chief, the press are outside waiting for a statement.
Do I have anything on my back?
Yes, sir. It looks like a Monopoly game piece and Officer O'Hara.
Officer, what the? Just want one day where my shirt stays clean. Okay, pack it up, boys.
He combs his hair over.
Let's go.
The human detective grins at the chipmunks.
Hey!
Her head fills the window.
I'm Ellie Steckler. I am a huge fan.
Really?
I actually became a detective because as a little girl growing up in Albany, I wanted to help people, just like you guys.
No way! We are so honored. Namaste.
You know that was just a TV show, right? Not real.
Chip, inspiration is inspiration.
Look, I heard what Putty was saying to you guys, but I don't think it's hopeless. I'm breaking some rules telling you this, but from everything that we know about bootlegging, the whole process takes about 2 days.
That's 48 hours.
Yeah.
The problem is we don't know where Sweet Pete's bootlegging facility is. And every time we try to get a warrant, we get so bogged down in red tape that nothing happens. But if you guys can find that bootlegging facility, I think you'll find your friend.
Wow, thank you. And thank you again for watching the show. It really means a lot.
You are gross.
I'll be in touch.
You're amazing!
She walks away from the small building.
Eh?
What?
You heard her? We should go find Monty ourselves.
Are you kidding?
No! Who better to rescue Monty?
Literally anyone.
Because from where I'm standing, there's only one crime-fighting team that can solve this case. I'll call Gadget and Zipper.
No, don't bother them. We're as much real detectives as the Scooby-Doo gang.
Exactly! That's why we have to try.
No. What?
Chip, Monty called both of us looking for help, and we let him down. We can't just let him rot in some overseas studio being forced to make bad movies. If he's gonna make bad movies, he should be making them here, with me.
Okay, even if we were going to help, we have no idea where to start. We don't even know what we're... Jeez.
stench wafts from a dumpster.
Okay. Hey, listen, buddy, if you're low on cash or something, I could buy you a nice clean sandwich.
Aha, here it is. I threw this out when I came over earlier. Bjornsson's Cheese Shop, 3344 Main Street.
Did you just find a clue? You literally just sniffed out a clue.
Look, we can go to the cheese shop, see what we can find out about this secret facility and Sweet Pete, and then pass it along to the officer lady. But that's all we're gonna do.
So you're saying the Rescue Rangers are back?
No, because there's no such thing as Rescue Rangers. Case closed.
Case?
No, this is not a case because we're not real detectives.
Oh, but you did say case. Yes!
Daytime. Furry feet work tiny pedals as a beat-up convertible turns onto a wide palm tree-lined street. Driving, Dale grins at Chip.
Can I help you?
Sorry. I'm just happy to see you. Chip and Dale, together again.
Okay.
Chip and Dale, rescue me. Chip and Dale.
Stop singing the song. You know they make chipmunk-sized cars, right?
Duh. But human stuff is the best. Little work done on her and she'll be back to her glory days.
Hey, watch out!
The bumper falls off.
Do you know what a metaphor is, Dale?
If you're about to say this car is a metaphor for something about me, you can stop. Because no, I don't know what a metaphor is. Look, if we're gonna solve
the case of the missing Monty.
That's just a placeholder name, open to any ideas. We're gonna have to work together.
We are not working together.
You're funny, Chip.
Okay, we're getting close. Pull up over there.
On a dingy, graffitied street, Dale wears a tuxedo.
And leave the top hat and cane in the car, please.
Whoa! How did you know that?
'Cause you're you.
All right, heads up. Well, there's no faster way to gain someone's respect than to dress like an important business magnate.
You mean business magnate?
I think I know my own character, Chip, and he wears a top hat.
They cross over train tracks. A sign reads wrong side in a warehouse.
This place is pretty shady. Are we sure it's safe?
No, because nothing's safe.
He swings from a rope and lands on a high ledge.
On Main Street.
Humans and cartoons amble down Disney's Main Street.
Oh, wow. It seems kind of nice. It's not what I pictured.
Trust me, it's worse. It's a bunch of cartoons trading on their wholesome public image to keep the cops away and bring you the slimiest backwater bazaar of contraband this side of Guadalajara.
Sure about that? That dog's blowing bubbles.
Hello.
Nothing, and I mean nothing, is sacred in this part of town.
Bread for sale, bread for sale.
That guy, he sells untraceable weapons.
Scoot, scoot. A shiny shoe makes the man. A shiny shoe, now there's a plan.
Stolen social security numbers.
Roses are a way to make a girl feel
no
pretty.
No thanks, kid.
Muppet fights.
Okay, why do you know all this?
Well, sometimes when I'm low on cash, I sell my fur to that wig shop.
Hey, far out.
At Bjornsson's.
Ah, here. I think this is our guy. I make deals for a living, so just let me do the talking.
10-4, got your back.
Nope, you don't have my back? I got this. Hi, Mr. Bjornsson. Do you have any cheese for sale?
Oh, do I have a cheese? Let's see, we've got the Munster, the Gouda, the Brie.
Do you have any stinky cheese?
Mr. Bjornsson's unibrow furrows.
You cops.
Nah, no. We just want to buy some stinky cheese. The stinkier, the better.
Mr. Bjornsson looks around, then pulls a cheese wheel.
All right. Come on, get in.
They enter a tiny door in a barrel. Inside, cartoons sit in a dimly lit, cavernous, subterranean room and eat cheese.
Muttley's. Chip.
Hey, no more free samples, Lester. This isn't Baskin Robbins. So, you want stinky cheese? I got smell lines that'll take you through the ceiling.
A cartoon rat bonks into the ceiling.
Through the ceiling, huh? Seems like you offer a quality product. But hey, before we get into all that, do me a favor. Take a look at this photo. It's a friend of mine named Monterey Jack.
Which is also the name of a cheese. Continue.
Right. So we think he's being held in a warehouse somewhere. If you know anything, I'm sure we could make it worth your while. Like, what would you say to some complimentary RV or boat insurance?
Nah, I don't know nothing.
Now either buy some cheese or get out.
Oh, okay,
Well, perhaps we should. With the disrespectful tone this felted clodhopper takes, why, I never.
What are you doing?
I'm an important business magnate. I shall have no trouble attracting other suitors for my gigantic deal, because that's what magnates do. They attract business.
No, you two are definitely cops. You're out of here.
Okay, hold on. This is getting out of hand. We are not cops.
Actors!
Chip rolls his eyes.
It's been us, Chip and Dale, the whole time.
Huh. Interesting. My boss, Sweet Pete, he loves actors.
Yeah, who doesn't?
You know, I think you should meet him.
Really? Meeting Sweet Pete, huh? Looks like I just took us from outside the club to the VIP room.
In a cheese truck.
Wow, this VIP room is incredible. I'm freaking out, dude.
Is that Jessica Rabbit over there?
I'm only asking because I'm zip-tied in the back of a truck.
Whoa, what's with the attitude? We were about to get kicked out with your plan, and now, thanks to my sweet improv, we're going to see Sweet Pete.
Oh, you're insane.
Am I?
Of course.
So you'd rather just give up?
No.
Hands tied, they glare nose to nose.
Hey, hold on a second. How adorable are we? Chemistry like this doesn't just happen. This has got Reboot written all over it.
Oh, are you serious? I should be home right now. Millie is probably worried sick and peeing all over the place.
Oh, are you seeing someone? She sounds nice.
She's a dog. Millie is a dog.
Nah, I'm sure she's not that bad.
What? No, she...
The truck stops. Bjornsson opens the door.
We're here.
They hop onto pavement. A woman in a pink dress stiffly walks a dog.
Whoa. This place looks weird. Where are we?
CGI humanoid cats fight over scraps.
Okay.
I think we're in the valley. The uncanny valley.
The what?
Do you remember that weird animation style in the early 2000s where everything looked real but nothing looked right?
Oh, yeah. That stuff was creepy.
Well, I think this is where they ended up.
Come on, this way.
Mr. Bjornsson walks to a tall brick building.
What?
I got something for Sweet Pete. A little gift from Bjornsson.
Okay, leave it there.
Good luck, dummies.
The doors of the building open. A short Viking, Bob, stares off.
Who are you?
Is he talking to us?
I can't tell. He's got those Polar Express eyes.
Are you talking to us?
Obviously. I said, who are you?
Well, right. But in fairness, it looks like you're talking to that window.
Nope, it actually looks like I'm looking right at you.
Okay.
Look at my eyes, looking right at your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, sir. Actually, you know what?
Dale climbs on Chip's shoulders.
Get off me! Get your foot out of my mouth.
Hey there, can you see me? Hi, we just want to talk to Sweet Pete.
Bob looks off.
Okay, follow me.
He turns away. Dale hops off Chip and they follow. Stiff animated people move through the warehouse. A man sorts items on a rolling belt on a scissor lift.
I wonder if they're keeping Monty in here.
There's only one way to find out. So is this your secret bootlegging facility or what?
Come on.
What? No! What are you talking about? This is Sweet Pete's legit business. It's for old merchandise that never got sold.
Old merchandise?
Yeah. Like, for example, you remember Shrek body wash? Exactly. No one does. It didn't sell. That's why Sweet Pete bought all the inventory and melts it down for its useful parts. The guy has a real eye for business. I wish I could see what he sees.
I'm sure there's corrective lenses or something you can get. Ow, what?
Mechanical arms form slabs that merge into Pete's porta potties.
So he turns the toys into toilets.
Wow, that's been staring at me for years and I never pieced it together. Here we are!
He throws them in an office. A large desk chair slowly turns. A cartoon with heavy eyes and a 5 o'clock shadow pops up.
Hello.
Peter Pan?
Yep, star of stage and screen. But you can call me Sweet Pete.
Oh,
You look...
old, bald, sad like a zoo gorilla?
What? No, not like a zoo gorilla.
Don't worry. You can't say nothing to me I haven't heard already. Jimmy, please untie our guests.
A polar bear slices their bonds.
Chip and Dale. Wow. Hey, you mind if I walk while we talk? Not fitting into the old costume like I used to. Need to get my steps in.
Hey, I've got one of those. We should link accounts and help motivate each other.
Right. So I'm guessing you two are here to talk about Monterey Jack.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we are.
You know, I always like Monty. It's a shame what happened. Too much cheese, not enough bread.
Listen, Mr. Sweet Pete, Mr. Pete, we'd be willing to pay whatever Monty owes you if you could give him a break. Just this once?
Give him a break. You know, I got my big break when I was just a kid. I got cast in the biggest movie in the world as the boy who wouldn't grow up, Peter Pan. I'd never been so happy in my entire life. Then I got older, and they threw me away like I was nothing.
This business can be so tough.
You said it. I was scared, desperate, and all alone. So, I decided to take the power back and make my own bootleg movie. I called it Flying Bedroom Boy. And guess what? It worked. I made lots of money. So I recruited other toons to star in more movies. And bang-a-rang, now I run my own bootleg movie studio where I get to decide who's a star and who gets thrown in the trash. And now you two come poking around where you don't belong, asking questions about your missing friend, and I can't have that. So how's this for a break? I'm thinking it's time for a Chip and Dale reboot. Jimmy?
You, come with me.
Yep, we're dead.
Run! Jimmy blocks them. They scramble on his head.
Just grab him already.
They spin on a ceiling fan.
Come on. Ready? Jump!
They leap through a window and land in a bathroom.
Hey, that's my personal bathroom.
Look for a way out of here.
Toilet paper.
No.
Trash.
No.
A toilet.
There's only one way, Chip.
No, that's disgusting.
Jimmy,
it's our only chance. Live a little.
Live a little? You seem excited about this. Don't go.
Dale jumps.
Come on, Chip. The water's fine.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Chip scrubs with a toilet brush and throws it to Bob the Viking.
No, no, I'm done.
You better pray they don't make it out of there alive.
Chip and Dale slide from a pipe and plunge into water. They ride the turbulent water past debris.
I should probably get this!
What?
It could be my agent, Dave Molinari!
Oh, cool! Let me know what he says!
Hello? What?
Oh, yeah, spaghetti's fine! Love you too, Mom! My agent is so weird.
Water tumbles over a drop.
Try to grab something!
Chip grabs a blonde braid that unspools from a blonde doll's head. Her head pops off.
There! The paddle ball! Ready? Jump!
They grab the ball and fall towards shards of glass. Dale flies up through grating as Chip bounces off pipes. A billboard reads, Lego, Miserable. A pipe spits Chip into the debris-choked LA River. Golden sunlight shines on the concrete river floor.
Dale? Hello? Dale?
A figure lies face down in a puddle.
Oh, no. Dale? Come on, don't prank me like this.
He nudges it with his foot.
Oh!
Dale stands beside him.
I shouldn't.
What's up?
Not now, Dale. Dale, you're alive! But how?
He flips over the figure.
It is Monk. Dale Monk.
Double O, Dale. Of course.
Chip, you were crying. You really do love me. What? No. You were crying. Aw, Chippy, can Chippy, we... I love you too. Don't make it about you. I was traumatized. Just leave it alone, okay? Okay, fine.
Well, that whole day was a big waste. We didn't learn anything of value, except for that Sweet Pete wears the same step tracker that I do.
Wait, those step trackers, do they keep track of everywhere you go?
Yeah, I know because I like to map my runs in the shape of a butt.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but we need to go talk to Ellie. And then I'm going home.
Okay, but please just don't tell her about the butt thing.
I can't promise that.
Do you think it's funny, though?
Nighttime, at Dale's, he pops the top off a tiny bottle.
Thanks.
Ellie sips.
So if we could get a hold of Sweet Pete's step tracker, we could cross-reference where he's been with where we know he goes.
Right, and whatever doesn't overlap has got to be his secret facility.
Exactly. We get the step tracker and we can trace it to find Monty.
Chip, you're a genius.
So, what's the plan? How are you guys going to get Sweet Pete's step tracker?
You guys? Hold on. We got you the info you needed. Now it's up to you, the professional, to actually, you know, get the bad guy and save our friend Monty.
It's not as simple as that. We need warrants. We need probable cause. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but the captain doesn't really value my opinion too much.
What? He's crazy.
No, I really screwed up. Last year when Peppa Pig went missing, I fell for a bogus tip. I made the whole squad raid Nickelodeon Junior Studios. And the Toons fought back. Paw Patrol attacked Sergeant Henderson. Doctors say he'll never have kids.
Huh. Thank you for sharing that absolutely bonkers story.
I think I have exactly what we need. Don't move. Ladies and gentlemen, behold the crime lab.
Ellie stands as a human-sized garage door rises. String lights twinkle over Chippendale memorabilia, Disney parade fireworks, Rescue Rangers video games. Stuffed Dale toys, a mechanics magazine with Gadget on the cover.
What? This is crazy!
Pretty sweet, right? All the disguises and gadgets we could ever need.
Wait, is this like every episode of Rescue Rangers, ever?
Yes, it is.
You've got them all. Cattery's not included, throw mummy from the train, dirty rotten diapers.
Okay, so what's your favorite episode?
Oof, I can't pick one, that's too hard.
Same, so good.
Chip looks at a photo of himself and Dale.
I'm honestly surprised you kept all this stuff. I didn't think you cared about the show back then.
What? Of course I did.
No, yeah, of course. What's this huge map with all the pins in it?
Oh, that? It's actually very cool.
Oh no, is this where all the victims are buried?
You're messing with me again. It actually shows Rescue Rangers ratings in every US market in 1991, which, as you may recall, was our most successful year.
Hey, Ellie, didn't you say you were from Albany?
Born and raised.
Well, according to this map, Rescue Rangers never aired in Albany.
Yeah, my grandma, she used to tape all the episodes and send them to me.
Grandma's rule. Oh, come on, Chip, look at all this cool stuff. Like, this is the limited edition Rescue Rangers Pog set. You know, this turned into a real collectible because someone noticed that one of the clouds behind Monterey Jack looked exactly like Oprah.
Wow, so cool.
I know, right? Unfortunately, I only have 11 of the 12. I'm missing the main one of all of us together.
Ah, it's just old junk.
Okay, guys, Sweet Pete goes to the Russian bathhouse every Wednesday. So how are we gonna sneak you guys in there without being recognized by all those goons?
Wait, what if we did episode 45?
45? That's a good idea.
No idea what you're referring to. And do you have any original ideas, or are you just constantly recycling old scripts?
Oh, come on, episode 45! You dressed up like a rat to fool me. You don't remember? You said, rat's what I'm talking about. It was hilarious.
Oh, no, no clue.
Ellie, if we do this, we could really use your help.
I don't know. I shouldn't even be here.
Please! I need you, Ellie! Help find me!
He holds a Monty toy.
Okay. But just this once.
Oh, thanks, love! Throw another shrimp on the baby!
Stop.
No, I know. That's why I stopped. Yeah.
At the Russian bathhouse, a toon passes a human who exits the front door. Wearing rat noses and coveralls, Chip and Dale enter.
Okay, guys. Remember, your plumber's here to fix a leaky pipe.
Roger that. This thing working?
It's working. I'd say we have about an hour before anyone notices this van is missing, so shake a tail.
I can't.
can't believe we're doing this. Please, just don't do your bad New York accent.
Chip, I hear you, but it's an unreasonable ask.
Yo, we're here to clean the pipes! Or did you forget about it?
A bearded human security man jerks his head.
Oh, go Yanks! And hot dogs, bagels, and pizza!
In the steamy bathhouse, toons and humans lounge in pools.
Wow, I am honestly amazed that that worked.
Me too. That accent actually got me fired from Law & Order. Ellie, we're in.
Good. Now keep a low profile and go find Sweet Pete's locker.
They dash through a door and stop.
Hey, you two! This water fountain good? Are the pipes clean to drink from?
Hey, they're cleaner than Broadway, baby. I'm walking here.
Good. Thank you.
Bob the Viking sips, then looks down. Chip and Dale are gone, tiny tool bags in their place.
Nice work. Stay up on those pipes, out of sight.
Yep, on it.
A gorilla pulls off snakeskin.
Oh, yeah, that feels great, man.
Gross!
Nope, come on.
I get the kids on the weekends, but it's not the same.
Animated pigs lounge in a sauna. Scrooge McDuck throws gold coins. The chipmunks peer down into the locker room.
Whoa, it's him.
Sweet Pete removes his watch.
There it is.
Dale's fake rat nose with the camera falls. Sweet Pete types in his locker code, then turns. He steps on the nose and walks off.
Okay, not great.
They slide down a towel.
Hey!
A snake pops up.
I know you.
Oh no.
We're cooked.
You're the Rescue Rangers.
I am huge fanboy!
Ah. Cool.
The nose falls off Sweet Pete's sandal. Jimmy and Bob share a tiny hot tub.
Don't you just hate awkward silences?
Well, to be honest, it wasn't awkward until you said that, Jimmy, and now it is.
Bob peers at the nose.
Guys, come on.
The snake taps the phone.
You are recognizing? Yes? Wait for it.
No way. Is this a remix of the Disney Afternoon theme song? You made this?
You are knowing it, brother. Now you do a rap on it, yes?
Oh, I don't know. Give me 1 second with Dale here, bro. First off, stop encouraging this guy.
Totally.
Second, we are not rapping.
Right.
There is nothing more pathetic than an old cartoon character trying to seem cool again by rapping.
Chip, I hear you, but I don't think we have much of a choice.
Oh, there's a choice. When it comes to rapping, there's always a choice.
Actually, can you just hold that thought for 1 second?
Here I go.
Oh, jeez.
My name is Dale. To kick it. Oh no. And I'm in hell.
Oh wow. Hold on. I need to finish this.
I'll distract him. You get that step tracker.
It won't work. It's too risky.
Well, the biggest risk is not taking any risk at all.
My name is Dale. I don't eat whale. Why would you say that I eat whale? I don't eat whale.
Once you rhyme Dale with whale, you can't think of anything else.
Just devour him. Make it stop.
Just eat the tail.
Chip looks at the locker combination. Bob peers in a room. The gorilla cleans up snakeskin.
I would never in a million years eat whale. First of all, they're endangered. Macadamias. And where there's nuts, there's oil.
Fingertips glow beneath match light.
Aha.
He taps buttons with fingerprints.
And what are you doing?
Oh, I was just,
Hey, yo, Chip, take the mic.
Dale tosses a tiny wrench. It sails past the snake into Chip's paw.
Vermonti.
Well, my name is Chip. I'm not a whale, and now I'm doing it. Great.
He climbs down as Dale leaps up and grabs the watch.
Yoink. Donk, donk, donk.
Cause he's Chip.
He's Dale.
And we'll never fail.
Cause neither of us will ever eat whale.
No, never,
ever,
never,
ever,
never eat whale.
What? How did you know what I was gonna say?
How did you know what I was gonna say? It was like
professional.
Same time.
Jinx!
You owe me a non-brand specific cola.
What? That was crazy. Somebody called Guinness Book. This is incredible.
My mind. Oh, we lost it.
Boom, boom. It's DJ Herzog Naurach with the Disney Afternoon Remix.
Hey, this was really fun, but we actually gotta get going.
Whew, they were very bad at rapping. Oh, hey, Bob. You are never going to believe who I just met.
Bob narrows his eyes in Ellie's van.
Oh, man, Ellie,
You should have seen us. That was incredible.
Right?
We were just like real detectives. And that match trick you did with the oil, genius.
Yeah, but your bad rapping was the perfect distraction. So good.
Thanks. I totally thought we were busted, but then you just fully went for it.
And then I rapped. What a rush.
You were crazy.
Okay, we are all set here. Just plug that step tracker into the computer.
On it.
On a screen, sync complete, a map appears.
Oh, San Pedro docks. Yes, we got him.
I can't believe it. We might actually get Monty back.
We're gonna be heroes.
I gotta thank you for making me do this. I mean, this feels, I feel good.
Me too. We were always better together.
Location confirmed. We're sending SWAT now by chopper. Meet us there.
Yes, sir.
The van races through golden twilight and into the dark of night at the docks. A multitude of red and blue lights flash. Ellie hops out of the van.
Here, Captain.
I had to suspend you for going behind my back, Steckler. And I hope we don't get attacked by the Rugrats this time. Ready the battering ram. Let's go. Move, move, move.
Two cartoon rams bust the door in. Police hold weapons and enter a dark, dusty space. Chippendale follow the cops.
Clear.
Ellie rounds a corner, shining a flashlight.
Where do you think he is?
I have no idea.
Ellie opens an office door and pauses.
Sir? I think I found something.
Her light sweeps over glass beakers and machine dials.
Careful. Don't touch anything.
The chipmunks cross the threshold. Diagrams of famous cartoons are tacked to a wall.
Flounder? Sneezy? They're all here.
Whoa. Garfield's little body can't take muscles like that.
We found him.
A large circular machine.
This looks like the machine I had my CG work done on. Except, way more violent looking.
It's still warm. Must have just missed him.
Yeah, this place is creepy.
I'm gonna see if I can't find a light switch.
Wait, no!
Lights illuminate the office.
See? Nothing to worry about.
I guess you're right. That's not good.
Dude, what did you do?
I didn't mean to. I just...
The door closes on Ellie. The chipmunks fall into the machine, which closes over them. Ellie runs to screens which read, initiating shields.
Help! Get us out of here!
The machine is gonna try and surgically re-edit you, so try to avoid that.
Goodbye, Ellie! Always remember me!
If we don't make it out of here alive, let Millie live with you and sleep on your bed and eat your food. And don't be afraid to really scratch that butt!
Red lights turn on. A laser scans them.
Are we about to get waffle fried?
No, I think it's...
scanning them and rendering what they'll look like in different animation styles.
They have big eyes, then wear gloves, then are all yellow, then stand as superheroes. Dale's paws glow red.
Okay. That was nothing. You know, this might be easier than... Ah,
Dale!
An arm grabs Dale.
Hold on!
Chip leaps and pulls on Dale's legs.
Pull harder!
I won't, you stretch! His body is meant to be looked at, not touched! What are you doing?
Chip leaps along the arm and bites the cable. His body sparks. Dale falls.
Thank you.
Come on.
A grid of lasers sparks to life.
It's like episode 121.
Mission Chip Possible. You're right.
Wait, you remember?
I guess a couple things are coming back to me.
Then let's do it. How different could it be?
Very different. It can be very different.
Ready?
Jump! Duck! Pancake! Hey. Launch me!
Chip sails over lasers and grabs a light tube.
Heads up!
Dale jumps at Chip.
Slide!
They glide past the lasers.
You okay? Are you in one piece?
Yeah, I think so. But you're not.
Huh?
His left ear is long and floppy.
sure they're fine.
You got a Snoopy ear!
Get it off! Get it off! The door! Let's get out of here!
Lasers zap near their feet as they tumble out a ramp. Screens read, procedure complete. Dozens of bags with glasses, hairdos, and other accessories hang on a wall.
You guys okay? Look at all these parts.
Oh, no. Monty's mustache.
No.
He's been bootlegged.
The mustache rests in a bag. Hands unspool crime scene tape outside. Heads down, the chipmunks exit the warehouse.
Hey, Steckler. Nice work today. I didn't think you had it in you.
Thank you, sir.
Reporters crowd the chipmunks.
3D in-your-face news. With this factory shut down, how does it feel to have made the city safer for toons?
All right, come on. Leave them alone. No questions.
Come on, guys. Let's get out of here.
Hey, Jim, why the Snoopy ear?
Captain Putty, black and white news. Why is there a wad of chewing gum on your back?
Oh, come on. Gross. Now that's just going to be a part of me forever.
Through binoculars.
Well, this is a mess.
We should probably skip down for a while, huh, boss?
We're not going anywhere without those chipmunks. I still want my reboot.
Should we try to follow them?
Nah, let them go. I have my own special way of tracking people.
On his phone, he taps Follow Dale on a social media app. Daytime, Dale looks at a photo of the Rescue Rangers gang on his phone. He looks up at Ellie driving a van.
Are we sure that every room was checked?
Yeah, positive.
You said bootlegging takes 48 hours. We made it before then.
I know, it usually does.
And that coffee was still warm. It's like they knew we were coming.
Look. I know you guys are sad about Monty, but you should still feel really good about what you did back there. You guys are heroes.
We're not heroes. Monty's gone.
I was so excited to see his big dopey face.
The sun shines over hazy downtown LA. At an LAPD precinct bullpen, Dale looks at his phone.
I'm telling you, we're missing something. I can feel it, Dale.
Hey, just want to remind you guys I'll be at FanCon this afternoon signing autographs. So get those nuts ready. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
What? It's my job.
It's a choice. I'm getting some coffee.
Oh, come on. I have to stay connected to the fans.
There are no fans. It's for you. It's always for you to feed your selfish ego. I thought you had changed. You haven't changed since Double O Dale.
Wait. So you are still mad about Double O Dale? I thought everything was artichokey.
You left, Dale. You left me high and dry. After everything we'd been through, everything I did for you.
So we're not artichokey?
No artichokey. Nothing's ever been artichokey, okay? I'm alone. I sell insurance. My only friend is a dog.
Okay, but then why'd you say it was artichokey? I mean, when someone tells me something's artichokey, I believe it's artichokey.
Stop saying artichokey. What is it, man?
Oh. If you could just scooch a bit from the coffee?
Yes, yes, of course. Sorry. See, this is why I didn't want to see you anymore. Sure, my life is lonely, but at least I didn't feel like this.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're the same too. Chip's always in charge. Chip's always right. It's Chip's way or the highway.
You know what? Here, I've been holding on to this for some stupid reason. Now your collection is complete.
Chip flips him the Group Rescue Ranger medallion.
What? You kept this? You know the crazy thing is? Way back then, I didn't even want to do Double O Dale.
What?
That's gonna sound stupid, but I think I just wanted you to tell me you needed me. That I wasn't just some pathetic chipmunk you found eating alone at school. You know, I wanted this pog for some silly reason, but now I don't. Here, now your collection's complete.
What? Don't give me that. That's the exact same thing I just said to you.
Wait, no,
it's not. I said silly reason. You said stupid reason.
Well, I don't want it.
Neither do I.
Good.
I'm putting it on the ground.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool.
I know.
Neat.
It is neat. Thanks.
They turn away from each other.
Do you smell that?
I'm definitely not falling for one of your dumb fart jokes right now.
No, no, no. Smell. This whole place, it smells like almond butter and gasoline.
But that's the Rescue Rangers cologne.
They leap down a water cooler and run past desks and chairs.
This way.
They race to a closed office door.
It's coming from in here.
They peer in a window. Inside, Ellie shakes her head at Putty.
Why would Putty's office smell like that?
Dale, we need to leave now.
What's going on? Why are we running away?
I'm not sure, but you and your big red nose are onto something. Monty was literally the only person to ever use that disgusting cologne.
Actually, I heard it's still used in Latvia to strip paint. But of course, we'd never see a dime of that.
That's not the point. Putty's office stunk of it, which means someone had direct contact with Monty.
Oh, I knew Putty was dirty.
Oh, you're just saying that because it's always the police captain in our episodes. Putty's too obvious. Think Dale, Ellie. Something has been off about her the whole time. Claiming to be a huge fan just to butter us up? She couldn't even name her favorite episode.
Because she loves them all.
No, because she's never seen any episodes. Her grandmother taped the show for her. Get real. Grandparents are terrible at electronics. That's their whole thing.
Aha. Speak of the devil.
Are you crazy? Don't pick that up. We don't know who we can trust. We need outside help like the governor, CIA, the FBI.
I know someone who might be able to help.
You got a Snoopy ear!
Yes, Ugly Sonic, his ear is hilarious, but do you have a contact at the FBI? Because we have some highly dangerous and classified information for them.
Yeah, of course. I know tons of people at the FBI. I'm making a TV show with them.
Look, we really need your help, but we don't have a lot of time.
Oh, you want me to go fast? That's Sonic's thing. Ugly Sonic goes slow.
Chip's ear points. He spies Jimmy and Sweet Pea.
So you're not gonna help us?
No, I'm not.
Ugh. You don't have a show with the FBI. I knew it!
I wasn't finished. Dale, I'll run it by my producers later when I see him at the chateau.
Oh, no. Quick, we'll lose them in the crowd.
One day you'll see, Dale. You'll turn on your television and all will be revealed.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Jimmy knocks fan congoers aside.
Move it, nerds.
You know, originally it was called Aunt Man, A-U-N-T, and my superpower was being really charming to aunts.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa, chipmunks race over Paul Rudd's table and onto multicolored ponies. Jimmy scowls after little furry legs.
There they are.
Well, go get them!
Chip and Dale dodge feet as Jimmy barrels into people.
Gotcha!
Cubby blinks.
What?
Peter, is that really you? You got old.
Yeah, death is coming for us all, kid.
How did they know we're here?
I'm guessing your social media post at the police station?
Oops. Yeah, that's my bad.
Hey, there's something down there.
There's nothing down there, you boob. You walk around with no pants long enough.
Bob the Viking bends down.
Gotcha! Huh.
We need a disguise or something. In here, grab the first thing you can.
Chip emerges in a leather jacket and fedora. A sign, get your Indiana Jones supplies.
It's the Rescue Rangers! Oh my gosh!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
People snap photos. Sweet Pete glares from midair. They run. Sweet Pete follows.
Big happy little thoughts! I definitely pulled something. You keep going. I'll catch up. Here, give me that.
He takes a drink.
Look, it's dying!
Up here!
They race up a mechanical suit. Jimmy leaps onto it.
By the axe of Utgarda, you will submit to me!
Bob hurls his axe. Dale slides to a stop just before it. Bob grabs him. Chip grabs the cable and wraps it around Bob's feet.
What are you doing? Got you! Yeah!
Whoa! Bob falls. Chip catches Dale's leg. Pumbaa looks at Bob.
What are you looking at?
Honestly, your weird dead eyes. They are weird. Super weird.
A mantis and blue blob look down at him.
So funny.
Chip and Dale slide down a green dinosaur's back and off its tail. They pass Baloo.
Well, I'll
be. Chip and Dale together again. Never thought I'd see the day.
Get back here!
Jimmy races by, then wheels back to Baloo.
Wow! Yo, man, it's you!
Baloo, nice to meet you.
Ah! No way! Can I touch your face? I mean, what is going on?
Quick, the elevator!
Chip boosts Dale to the buttons.
Ah! Oh, no!
I command thee to halt!
Flames engulf Bob.
You want a piece of me? Be my guest.
Berserker!
Tigra grabs
Hello?
Bob.
911? Yeah. I have a rather unruly visitor here.
In the parking garage.
There's the exit!
Jimmy chases them.
Go, Dale, go!
Jimmy bags Chip as Dale races for an ajar door.
Quick, hide up here!
Dale hides by a stone trash can. Jimmy scans the area. Toons and humans mill around. Jimmy runs off.
Chip? Chip, where are you? Where are you, buddy?
Dale hides by the trash can as a cop car rolls by.
No.
At the police station.
Hey, Steckler, I just got a tip. I think your little chipmunk friends are in trouble.
I know, sir. I'm heading to the convention center now.
No, it's worse than that. Come on. We gotta move fast before it's too late.
You're gonna arrest me while Jack Skellington's been embezzling from his own charity for years? Everyone knows it!
Jimmy sticks Chip to a glass dry erase board.
Where's Dale?
He'll be here. Keep your pants on.
I don't wear pants.
Yeah, I noticed. It's not something to brag about.
What do you want?
I want you to stop messing with my business. You exposed everything. Now I have to move all this stuff and start over. It's super annoying. You should have just let me bootleg you when you came into my office. Could have saved us both a ton of headaches.
He grabs an eraser.
Besides, I was always more of an Alvin and the Chipmunks person.
You. Monster.
Freeze, sweet Pete.
Nah, how about you, Freeze?
Captain Putty stands behind her.
Drop it, Steckler.
What? Captain Putty.
Dale was right. Nah, how cliche.
I know, it is a bit unoriginal, right? Sweet Pete, remember when you first approached me to turn bad, be a bad guy, work with you, and I was like, come on, that's too predictable.
Yeah, and what did I say? If it ain't broke.
How could you?
I know, it's terrible. I am so ashamed. But I had no choice. My mother needed an operation. See, she got injured playing the game of operation. She got too close to the sides and she got buzzed really bad. I'm sorry, I couldn't do it any longer. Money! I'm a greedy little smurf who did it for the money.
Hilarious.
You know, I had you going there for a second, didn't I?
Hello? I think I just saw Peppa Pig heading into Nickelodeon Jr.
It was you? You gave the fake tip? You derailed the whole investigation and worst of all, you made me doubt myself.
Oh, come on. Don't be so fragile.
At Dale's.
Wow, keep it together, Dale. Come on.
It's Ellie. Wait, no. Ellie could be bad.
But she also could be good. Oh, my brain hurts. I wish Chip was here. He'd know what to do.
Hello?
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, totally fine. Why do you ask?
You don't have to worry, Dale.
I know how to get Chip back. I'm down at the bootlegging facility. Meet me here. And come alone.
Well, that sounds super shady and not safe at all.
I know, but you have to trust me.
And Dale, when you fish upon a star, that's my favorite episode.
Oh, kind of a deep cut. Why is that your favorite? Hello? Huh. I mean, when you fish upon a star is a good episode, but I wouldn't call it great.
Why did you tell Dale to come? You should have protected him.
I gave him a secret message, a code.
Dale forgets his own phone number. How is he gonna break a code?
Listen up, you rejects from a science lab. I didn't think of this extraordinarily brilliant plan. Only to have
still
you
holds up. It's a great show.
Focus, Dale. Come on. Ellie is sending a message, but what?
Your little friends would never dream of leaving you hanging, would they?
All right, think, Dale, think. Gadget is stuck in a lantern. Lanterns provide light by using fire. Fire is really cool, but also really dangerous.
Someone is in a dangerous situation. Like that time I dropped a bowling ball on my toe. Ellie has 10 toes, and she probably likes Thai food. Ellie is tied up and in danger, and Chip is with her. It was Putty working with Sweet Pete the whole time. I cracked it. All right, I'm coming, guys.
He leaps into his convertible.
Come on. Start, 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 start. No, 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 no.
He looks over the wheel, his eyes widen. He gazes at Gadget's magazine cover. Golden sparks fly from the hood of a blue vintage car. Gadget lifts her welding helmet.
Honey, someone's doing a cool pose in the driveway.
Excuse me. Hey, hello, chum. The sight of you lights my heart aglow.
Rangers, I need your help.
We love you, bud, but we just can't invest in any more of your independent movies.
What? No, I'm not here for that. I'm here for something very important. Although, that script was pretty good. Did you even read it?
Chip, I want to do something extra special for you. How would you feel about playing your old character, but with feet for ears and a dog snout where your tail should be?
Okay, honest feedback? That sounds terrible.
You're gonna like the way you look, I guarantee it.
You'll never get away with this.
The Men's Warehouse reference? Yeah, I think I will. Okay, let's make some changes. Kookaroo!
The bootleg machine closes on Chip. The Ranger plane soars.
This is awesome! I'm amazed this thing actually flies! And you know how to fly it!
Yeah, I guess my character from the old show and my character in real life are basically exactly the same!
Yeah, I guess so! Zipper, how are the kids?
Splendid! I mean, sure, being a stay-at-home dad has its challenges, but it's the most rewarding job I could ever ask for.
Whoa,
I mean, just...
it's actually my agent. Sorry, can you hold on for a second? Wow, Dave Bolinari. Haven't heard from you in a while. Did you not get my last 7 years of messages?
Oh, Daly, brother, so sorry. Look, I got a new assistant, and then we were off for the holidays. Anyways, I'm watching the news. You're the talk of the town. We've got heat. We've got offers. I'm thinking book deal. I'm thinking reboot.
Hey, actually, can I call you back? I can't talk now.
What? Dale. You gotta get your priorities straight, dog.
You know what? I think for the first time in my life, I am getting my priorities straight. Friends are more important than business.
Yeah! He throws his phone.
Good for you, Dale.
Probably shouldn't have thrown your phone, though.
Nope, immediately regretted it.
Well, it was a good run.
No, it wasn't. Who am I kidding?
Okay, let's see. Dog snout right on the butt. It's hilarious. Chip doesn't know what he's talking about.
Stop him, Captain! You're better than this!
No, I'm not!
Ah, there it is! The foreboding fortress on the horizon.
Oh, I love it when you talk fancy, honey!
Thank you, my love.
Aww.
Looks like the only way in is through that exhaust pipe!
Okay, good! Try to line me up with it!
Are you sure you want to do this, Dale?
As sure as I've ever been.
But you're like known for constantly making terrible decisions.
I know, right?
Rescue Rangers! Away.
Riding a firework, Dale blasts away. Chip ducks beneath a laser that zaps off his new ear.
At least that's gone.
Dale's cheeks flap in the wind.
Hold on, Chippy! Uh-oh.
He bursts through a window and careens around the room. Hands tied, Ellie watches Dale slam into Jimmy. Chip nears the lasers. The firework plunges into the machine. The lasers vanish. Chip sits up. Sweet Pete's screen glitches.
No, come on!
Hey, fix that! You should fix it!
Oh, yeah, thanks for the input, genius!
Ellie!
Dale!
Hey, are you okay? Where's Chip?
He's still in the machine.
Over here!
Chip! You're okay?
Yeah, you came for us. I never doubted you, buddy.
He pops his original ear out.
See? He understood the clue.
Of course! It was obvious!
And when you fish upon a star, Gadget was double-crossed, just like us.
Right! Totally!
You had a completely different take, didn't you?
Yes, mine involved Thai food.
Stop! Or I'll erase him right here.
Whoa. Okay.
Wait. Let's talk about this.
Listen, I get how you feel. Things didn't work out the way you wanted, right? You had big hopes and dreams and, well, then the world just sort of breaks your heart.
and it feels like the only emotions you have left are anger and loneliness. But you're not alone. None of us are.
Wow. It's true. You two really are the worst actors in Hollywood.
Putty's phone and weapon latch to the window. Ellie's necklace rises from her neck. Metal objects zip to the large machine.
What is going on with this
thing? The screen reads core temperature critical.
No!
The machine explodes. The firework dashes outside and bursts into a Mickey Mouse face. Fires burn around the room. Ellie and Dale sit up amid the rubble.
That was not cool.
Hey, you okay?
I think so.
Dale, are you hurt?
No, I'm good.
Jimmy stands. The machine rotates and zaps him. Tiny winged Jimmy flies off. The machine turns on Pete.
Oh.
Multicolored laser zaps Sweet Pete.
And it smells, too.
Putty staggers up.
Stupid glass. Okay, I'm out.
Putty, he's getting away.
I'm on it.
She races off. A behemoth rises from the dust and debris. A mechanical leg, a tiny cowboy boot, one cannon arm, one muscular arm, and a kitten face.
Huh.
I'm gonna wreck them!
Run!
Projectiles blast from Giant Pete's cannon arm as the chipmunks run.
You fools!
They race to a wall and leap into a tiny hole. Darkness. They exit a hole in a tree.
Where are we?
Boo, Baba.
Pooge the fat honey bear.
Ugh. Giant Pete rips through a backdrop and stomps onto the tiny set.
Two words, chipmunk soup.
I guess they were making the bootleg movies here the whole time, not overseas.
I pachanga.
Outside, Ellie peers around a shipping container.
Captain?
A shadow moves behind her. She flinches and grabs for her weapon.
It's all over. Just give yourself up. Hello?
Putty leaps on her, then stretches out and throws her to the ground. Straddling her, he claps cymbal hands on her head.
Heads up!
He headbutts her.
That actually made me dizzy.
She kicks him off. Chip and Dale weave through giraffe feet as a flying carpet approaches.
Hey, get out of the way, you little yahoos! Move it! You're messing things up here! Coming through!
Giant Pete grabs the bootlegged Aladdin. The chipmunks hang from the rigged carpet, then fall. Crew members run from the set. A banner falls. Welcome Prince Jolly. Ellie runs through a doorway and chains the door shut. She looks around a cluttered workspace, then spots a harpoon. Completely flat, Putty oozes under the door as Ellie grabs the harpoon.
Yoo-hoo!
So close!
His arm swipes her legs. She falls.
Okay. You know, I'm a
She smacks him into newspaper.
No, it's stuck to my face like silly, Putty. Remember that stuff?
Let's finish this.
He leaps on her. His legs turn to springs as he bounces off the wall. She grabs a wire basket and pushes it into Putty. The meshing splits him into many pieces. She throws him, then collapses. His hand still holds her neck.
Poor, sweet little Ellie. You never should have been a cop in the first place. Any last words?
What? I can't hear you. No? Okay, bye-bye. You're dead.
She sprays a fire extinguisher, which freezes Putty. His leg snaps off. His anvil hand halts. He blinks.
Hey, Putty. Don't be so fragile.
She flicks him back. Outside, Giant Pete hurls containers. Chip and Dale run onto the dock and stare at the water.
There's nowhere to go. We're trapped.
They hide against a wall.
Come out, wherever you are.
This is bad. Come on, use that big old brain of yours, Chip. Think!
Chip peers out. His gaze travels up a long arm into suspended net-covered cargo, then to a remote.
That's it!
Episode 325! Here, it worked on Fat Cat. Hit me!
No, this time you hit me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, come on. Get right under it. Now do it!
Okay, here I go!
Ow! I can't believe we used to do this to you every week.
Come on, where are they?
In a yellow birdhouse, a phone buzzes.
Oh, come on, Harold. It's the middle of the night. Just ignore it.
We've been through this, Eileen. It's my job. Do not ruffle me right now.
It didn't work. You gotta hit me again.
All right.
There you are.
Enough playing around. My turn. Here, give it a good whack.
Okay, things are getting weird.
Giant Pete's leg turns into a wheel. He barrels down the dock.
This isn't good!
Birds flit above Chippendale's heads.
Huh? Birds.
Come here!
Giant Pete swipes at the yellow birds as the chipmunks run up a pipe.
Almost there!
Chip leaps to the remote. Giant Pete aims at them.
Goodbye, Chippendale.
Huh? This is the FBI! We've got you surrounded!
Yeah! Ugly Sonic!
The helicopter dodges.
Go, 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 go!
Come on, Dale!
Hit it!
Got it!
Huh?
The netted cargo falls. Giant Pete opens a teeny umbrella.
I told you I had a show, Dale!
Ow, stupid teeth! I think I just bit my tongue!
Ooh, we're the smartest chipmunks on the planet!
The helicopter shines its spotlight on the net-covered Pete as cops pull up. Chip and Dale leap on a box.
You thought you could beat us?
Ha! Don't you know who we are?
Chip and Dale! Rescue Rangers!
Cops run to Giant Pete. Giant Pete breaks free. He turns his cannon arm to the chipmunks and a grinning cannonball flies. Dale leaps before the incoming cannonball. It hits his stomach and he falls.
Dale? Dale, come on, don't mess with me. Not this time, man. I know you're just pranking me. I'm not falling for this twice. Come on. Dale.
Dale lies still.
You know, the morning I met you, when we were just kids at the cafeteria, I never told you this, but I begged my mom to let me stay home from school because I didn't have any friends.
You're a great kid, Chip. Remember, the biggest risk is not taking any risk at all. You'll find a friend. I promise.
I was so scared and alone, and I was lost. Just like you, Dale. And I needed you more than you needed me.
Hey, mind if I sit?
All these years, I let you feel like you were second banana because I wanted to feel like first banana. I was nothing without you. So that night in the trailer, when you told me about Double O'Dale, I just should have told you that. I
shouldn't have treated you that way. I'm sorry, Dale.
Really?
Dale?
But how'd you...
This thing's too special to throw away.
Ew, that clock smashed my nose!
It worked out well.
You've saved my life.
You do the same for me.
They stand.
Wait, hold on a second. If they were filming the bootleg movies here, you don't think...
Monty!
They run along the dock. They stand before a large shipping container. Cops cut the chain and throw the doors open. Bootleg tunes rush out.
See him?
Monty?
I don't see him. Monty?
They turn away. They look back at the dark container. Monty, with large elephant ears, walks out.
Mates! Oh, Monty! We thought we lost you.
Oh, thank goodness you never gave up on me.
Of course not. We never give up on friends.
Oh, what did they do to you?
Ah, Chipper. They dumboed me.
Don't worry. I've got a guy that'll fix those ears no problem.
Oh, thank you, Dale.
No way.
Is that?
Wow, those ears are huge!
Gadget! Zipper! I must be dreaming.
Oh.
The Rangers group hug.
Can you believe it? All the Rescue Rangers! Together!
It has been a long time. It's really good to see you guys.
It is wonderful to see you all.
Wow! Look at what you guys did!
Officers wrap tunes in blankets as they sit on the dock. Ellie holds an evidence bag with Putty inside.
You're under arrest, you low-rent Gumby. It's all yours, boys.
Nice work on this case. The FBI could use someone like you.
Thanks, but I think I'd like to start my own detective agency.
Hey, Ellie, get over here!
She crouches.
Gang, I'd like you to meet our dear friend, Ellie.
None of this would have been possible without her. And as it turns out, she's a...
fan. I am a huge fan.
Well, nice to meet ya.
Hello.
Greetings.
You know, Dale, I'm sorry it took all this to get us back together.
Aw, Chip, come here.
They hug.
Crikey, I'd cry if I didn't erase my tear ducts.
To err is human, to forgive, divine.
Sometimes I can't tell what you guys like more, eating nuts or driving us nuts.
I've always wanted to do one of these laughs with you guys. How long does it last?
The worse the joke, the longer the laugh.
Ellie stands. They follow her as the sky lightens blush pink.
So, Chip, does this mean we are officially friends again?
Sure. I guess some things are worth rebooting.
Oh, you said it! You want to do a Rescue Rangers reboot?
No, I didn't. That is not what I meant. I mean, maybe. I'd have to see the script first.
Oh, yes! That's a yes! Hey, do you think we could get, like, a pop star to do the theme song?
Yeah, right. Like a super serious version, even though everyone just wants to hear the original?
Yes! Not exactly!
Cut to black. Sometimes a banner. Welcome back, Monty. They eat pizza in Chip's yard. A bench ad. Bootlegged? Ellie Steckler, private investigator. Picking up the slack, there's no... The Rangers grin from the Ranger plane. When you need help, just call. In jail, Putty wears black and white stripes. Tiny Wing Jimmy floats in another cell. Giant Pete glares from a pink eraser padded room. An original documentary, The Boy Who Grew Up, telling his story. Scrolling a streaming service, Fuzzy Lights. Toons battle as others hold up cash. A bird pockets $100 Scrooge bills. Bootlegged movies sit by the bird's feet. A cast poses on a red carpet by Vin Diesel's feet. A car jumps over a title, Rescue Rangers. Older women hug Paul Rudd in Aunt Man. A headline, Rescue Rangers reboot scores big at the box office. Chip and Dale's heads appear. On a billboard, an acorn-flavored beverage, DJ Herzog & Noach, featuring Chip and Dale. A billboard of characters, Disney Afternoon Fight Fest. Rated T for Tune, DSNY. Through a rifled barrel, Dale poses opposite two legs in high heels on a video cassette, 00 Dale. Unaired pilot, a furry paw places the group medallion into an empty slot in the case. On stage, the Rescue Rangers wave.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rescue Rangers!
Boo hiss! We want Darkwing! We want Darkwing! Say it with me! We want Darkwing! What a load of malarkey!
Credits roll. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Funded by Disney Plus Originals. Written by Sarah Ormaney. And narrated by Alexis Brandt. A glittering shooting star arcs over the spires of a fairy tale castle, Disney.